Well, the 40th annual Hickey Clark and Langan Interfirms 5K Road Race takes place on Tuesday at 7:30. Hard to believe that there's been so many previous stagings of this popular event. The race, the brainchild of former Letterkenny AC committee members, the late Dick Duffy, Father Kieran McAteer and Charlie Kelly. Well, Danny McDade is in studio along with Brendan McDade here this evening. Danny led a field of 83 runners home in the inaugural staging of the Interfirms race. And they're here to discuss matters as we look ahead. And I suppose we'll start with your good self, Danny. It's hard to believe this event is going 40 years. That must make you feel very old.
Yeah, it's an achievement to keep it going all these years. All right, you know, there were years that it went a bit low, but, you know, it's always created a buzz, you know, on the evening. You know, you'd think this was going to fall flat the year, but on the evening, they were all out. Yeah, it's probably one of the longest running races in the county. Maybe the only other one that might have stood the test of time is the Cranford Boxing Day race. But to run it consecutively for, this is our 40th year, it's a great achievement. Of course, our sponsors, the Hickey Clark and Langan, have been with us since 1981, I think it is, you know, and Joe and Mary Langan, they're both of them would have competed in it over the years. And now we have Siobhan and John Boner, would be better known in rally circles. Their father was famous, Vincent Boner, who one of the few Donegal winners of the Donegal rally, you know, so they have stayed with us. And of course Joe was still part of the business down there, and the support that we've got for them over the years has been excellent, you know.
And no doubt when you had that first race, little did you think there was going to be so many more.
No, it was just an idea of you know, that was before, you know, the business houses started up in Dublin after that, you know. And we called it the Interfirms, but really, the business houses come after that sort of, you know. And we had in post down from Dublin on a number of occasions. They were big into the business houses in Dublin, and they come down, you know. There's many visitors, you know, the likes of Jerry Kiernan, competed in 1985, just the year after he finished ninth in the Olympic Marathon in Los Angeles, you know. So we've had some big names and some big teams there all over the years.
And I'm right in saying you won the inaugural race?
I won the first few there, yeah. Mm. There, but I would have, you know, I've competed in every one, you know, for many years. I didn't, you know, later years, I would have dropped out of them, you know. But we have, hopefully, we have somebody competing on Tuesday night. Would have only missed one, Kevin Toner. Now, Kevin missed last year because he had surgery and just couldn't make it, you know. And we're hopeful that Kevin will be along on the night, you know. And
remarkable to be in every one bar one, yeah.
Yeah, he's round 38, and hopefully he'll be there on Tuesday night, and this will be the 39th, you know. So that's good for that, you know.
Bringing in Brendan McDade, Letterkenny Athletic Club, involved in many events over the years. This is one of the hardy annuals, and one of the attractions, I suppose, of this one, it's a good flat course.
It is. The course is great for the runners and for fun runners as well. I remember an interview on Highland with Danny years ago, and Danny was asked about the hill at Ballyrain, and of course Danny's answer was, what hill? So, you know, there's a slight incline, and it's the only thing that's on it to challenge people, really.
Yeah, and that little hill by the National School at Ballyrain, most people drive around in a car and don't even notice it at all. But when you're running, there's a little pull.
You don't notice, as you say, when you're driving, but at that stage of the race as well, you're just on your sort of in the second half of it, and yeah, it can be a challenge.
The course itself, has it remained exactly the same from the start?
It has. There's obviously been some changes to roundabouts and roadworks and so on like that, but the actual course has stayed the same over the years.
Yeah. So it all starts off down near the Station House Hotel in Dunstores?
Yeah, we'll be taking entries at the Oral Leisure Centre from about 5:30, and then the start is at the old Dunstores. Travels along the Pierce Road, turning right out past AYIT, right out to the Polestar roundabout, turning left past the Mount Errigal, and then left again, as we're saying, past the Ballyrain School, right past the back of the LYIT, over again to the station roundabout and back over the Pierce Road again.
And part of the reason for having this event and the design behind it was to encourage people from local businesses to get involved, and that's very much the case still, be as an individual, or it's nice to get a team in.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's what we'll be looking to promote, is right, that okay, most of the races around are for clubs and registered athletes like that, but the likes of this race is all about firms and trying to get workplaces to have a team together. And I suppose to get the message out as well that you don't have to be in a firm, or that you don't need three, to compete in it. You can compete as an individual. And again, likewise, you can have as many as you like from the firm. It'll just be the top three that score for your team in it.
And Danny, there's a commemorative T-shirt that's been produced specially for it.
Limited edition. We've got 300 of them because, I think the highest numbers competed in it in recent years was maybe 240, So hope that this year we may pass the 300. So you need to get in early and get your entry in, because you may miss out on a T-shirt, and they're a lovely T-shirt sponsored by Hickey, Clark & Langan. And I would emphasise that you have to get in early, and because it's only for the first 300 to get T-shirts, and they won't be repeated.
And it's booking in person, it's not online, you have to be down at...
Set up a Facebook page that people can pre-enter on.
Right.
And also, we'll be taking entries on the evening.
So that Facebook page, just to give us the details...
It's the Interfirms Facebook page.
Okay, and I suppose, Brendan, when you look at the whole Grand Prix series this year in Donegal Athletics, from May to September, we're talking, 60, 70 races between 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons. It's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And every sort of little area in Donegal has a race of some kind. As you say, it used to be mostly 5Ks, and that has now stretched to more 10Ks, half marathons, along with the 5Ks. Some of them are part of festivals. Some of them are fundraisers for schools. Like this one, it's run by clubs as well. So, it's a great mix and a great opportunity for people to get out there and be active.
And at this time of year, there's probably maybe 5-6 races a week. I mean, even the last week, we've had Colossjally, there's been events in Remelton. So anybody who wants to take part in a 5K, plenty of choice out there.
Well, that's right. There's no excuses. I mean, years ago, you used to have maybe only one a week. And I suppose everybody went to that one because it was the only one that's on. Now people don't have to leave their own little area. They have an opportunity to do an event in their own town or their own sort of locality.
I would say anybody that has taken part in any sport all over the last 40 years, rugby, football, Gaelic, they've all competed in the firms at one stage or other, So, we would like... A lot of them people that maybe are not running anymore, if they want to come out and walk it just for old time's sake, and share a cup of tea with us after in the hour, we would like to see them there. People in the past, people like Charlie Kelly and Father Kieran McAteer, Michael Cramshie, Doris Butchers were the first runners of the local race, and we had the teams from the army years ago. We had three teams from the army, usually Rockhill, Lippert, and Funner. Anybody that's ever competed in it, if they're not still running, if they want to come along and walk it and maybe have a cup of tea with us after, we're delighted to see them again.
And one of the beauties of events like this and many others is there's always a great buzz, just the build up to the start there. And for those who maybe haven't participated in one of the bigger events like this, if you come down and this is your first one, often it's that little hook that gets you involved then for future events.
Yeah, it has to be seen to be believed. Mm. The buzz on a and people that in their wouldn't have the all everybody has good runners now, you know, but over the years, people practically run in their everyday shoes, you know, and all the teams, you know, when you think on some of the teams that were there years ago, like that are not around town anymore, it's amazing, you know, like Laurel, and which were later Unify, and like the Armies, they're practically gone as well, you know, and would be, you know. It's been, you know, it's been an interesting journey all the way, you know.
And Brendan, always that mixture of there's the elite runners and then plenty of those who've maybe never done a 5K. This is a good opportunity to be a first one. I mean, it's a good trial.
It is, and like you're saying, you know, every one of these events probably have elite athletes, you know, up at the front competing for the prizes. But if you go to any of them, you also see, you know, in between, runners competing against one another, and also people just out getting fit and doing the first maybe couch to 5K program, you know, and this can be the opportunity to do it. You know, just when you mention that, even about the elite athletes, Danny here holds a course record at 14:06. That was done, I think, maybe in the first 79 or second race it was. Yeah. You know, it's been a while now in Donegal since we've seen anybody sort of getting close to that. But we're hopeful now that things are starting to turn around again. We had two lads there recently, Danny Mooney and Conor Bradley, both running 14:09 and 14:16. So there's, you know, athletes now starting to get back into that territory again. And hopefully over the next couple of years now, we might see somebody's maybe challenging the record. We have €100 up for, you know, the first man to break that time. So that's a challenge for the Donegal athletes up and coming.
And just for anybody who's driving around the town next Tuesday, the race itself at 7:30, so there will be a little bit of traffic disruption, but it's all over in basically half an hour.
It is. I mean, the first athletes, as we say, will be in, you know, somewhere around 15 minutes. Mm. You know, the end athletes will be probably 30 minutes and it will be all over, is right.
You know, again, just to stress the importance of getting involved with the team, you know, for the record, the first runners ran, the first three were under 15 minutes, there were seven under 16 minutes, and there was 20 under 18 minutes, you know, so there's a benchmark there, and even, you know, 2 years ago, the School of Oregon Small, the teachers, they won the team prize, and one of their third score was a walker, you know. So if you get out there, you know, it's you know, the holders are LYIT for the men, and the for the women, the HSE, you know. So it's all about getting your third runner out there, you know, or even a walker, you know, like I say. 2 years ago, there was a walker on the 1-on-10.
So just to recap, 7:30 on Tuesday, registration from 5:30 at the Aura Leisure Centre. You can also look at the Interfirms Facebook page, and you know, if you haven't made up your mind, still go for it now. Yep, have a chat with a few friends, get a team together, or go as an individual.
Yeah, I think that's a message. I mean, there is, all firms will have people doing some sort of sport, as Danny says earlier, should it be football, basketball, you know, GA, or maybe have one person doing running. You know, so it's a matter of getting a team together. You only need three, really, to score. As I said earlier, you can have as many as you like, but the first three will count as your overall time.
And finally, Danny, any chance you'll take part?
I had thought about it, but you know, I'm thinking maybe wiser not to. if we have Kevin Toner there, that's a bit fine.
So looking forward to the event, and let's hope that the weather is half decent, because it does make a difference.
It does make a difference, you know. But now this time of year, you know, the temperatures, I was looking at the forecast last night, and temperatures next week are 15, 16, 17, so it can't be that bad, you know.
Great.
So pretty okay.
Great. Danny McDade, Brendan McDade, many thanks for coming into studio. The Letterkenny Athletic Club once again staging the Interfirms race, and it's on next Tuesday, 7:30, the start in the town. And if you're not taking part, do come down and cheer on those taking part.